than in hip hop. The Weeknd finale, man. Look, the Weeknd week has concluded with Single Sunday. We have chosen The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. One of his, I have to say, probably top three biggest songs ever. You know what I'm saying?
After Hours joint, which we did not do.
So stay. We did it yeah. when it came out. Oh. We've done every Weeknd album. Every single one.
Yeah, Kendall, he don't acknowledge y'all shit.
Even My Dear Melancholy.
it was on Dead End.
Yeah, that was on Dead End.
He don't acknowledge y'all shit.
Yeah. I think I hadn't listened to it at the time. That's why. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll go watch it.
Yeah, me. Look, me and Mike have not missed a Weeknd review. We are not going to miss a Weeknd review. But as a crew, to end out the Weeknd week, this is the single that we decided to go. I would say that this is probably this one in the Hills have to be one and two mm-hmm. in terms of his biggest joints. Like, I think, like, bro, like, it's just it is what it is. But man, when this came out, I was like, damn, bro, this he a superstar for real. Like that sound
when Blind the Lights came out.
Well, that song makes it's like that's a song that a superstar would sing.
Okay.
That's not.
It reminded you he was a superstar.
Yeah, it reminded you he's a superstar and how big he is. Mm-hmm. Because somebody up and coming, you have to work to get to that sound level. You know, so there's levels to this shit, right? Like, you have to work to get to work with the producers that can get you that fucking over the top stadium sound. And there's only maybe two or three other songs in his catalog that can even, you know, reach mm-hmm. what the fuck this song does for people. You know what I'm saying? So to me, man, like, again, he just leans so much into Michael Jackson. And I think that for people in our age group, I don't ever really think about him like that, because when I think Michael Jackson, I think entertainer, king of pop, obviously big song, stuff like that, mm-hmm. dancing and doing all of this shit. But then when you hear this, it's like, well, damn, nigga, like, you are a Michael Jackson baby. Like,
when did he do the Super Bowl?
He did
was last After Hours out?
Last year. Yeah, it was last based year. Off of
it was
last
he did After Hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was last year's Super Bowl, okay. I believe.
That okay. or the year before. Hold on, let me see when this came out.
This thing was everywhere, man. You just can't avoid
it. It was the COVID Super Bowl, so it had to be, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It,
this came out in 2019. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It was a Super Bowl after.
Now, I'll give him props with this one. This was definitely catchy. Really? Very, very
I hated
poppy.
This song when it came out.
Really?
It was so fucking annoying at first. But then it grew the you. Fuck on me. Like, like that damn Venom symbiote. I was like, bruh, this, because I was randomly just singing it like, I don't know where I'm just sitting in the belly like, because I said, ooh. I'm looking around like, who the fuck is singing this? I'm like, that's me. Oh, and I'm like, bro, it just grows on you like a motherfucker. And then I'm, at that point in time, you, again, once you submit to the Weeknd sound and just
it's
what,
rap, yeah.
you can't help but to just, it's catchy as fuck. Yeah. And if you've been like, it reminds like, this is something that could have been on Stranger Things.
Very
like,
true.
It sounds so retro, 80s, but it's yeah. it sounds now
yeah.
as well. Like,
yeah, it's interesting because I was playing, like I said, I was listening to these albums over the weekend. And I was playing. Oh shit.
Yo, he always be saying you be on that shit, FIFA.
Hell no, I didn't even know. But anyway. But yeah, and I was playing After Hours. And when this came, I was like, The Weeknd did that song? I didn't even know. But I it's damn. One of those songs. Yeah, I didn't know that was his song. I was like, dang. But I knew the song because mm-hmm. you hear it everywhere. It feel like something you hear if you're in a damn a department store.
100%.
Yeah.
You know
that belt.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, you know what's crazy about this song? It's corporate friendly. Mm. It's like if you go to a corporate function, they'll play the clean version, but they'll play this. You know what I'm saying? And I think that once you can kind of cross over that boundary where the biggest name corporations and they have all of the execs in the room and they'll play you like Pitbull. Like people, like they invite people to perform for execs and stuff. Like when you get to that level, bruh.
I was gonna say this does sound like rich hotel bathroom music. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
If you get into that area, that playlist, you making money.
You making crazy though.
Yep. But yeah, the lyrics of this, like, I think it again, he's a fucking star, like you mentioned. Like, this is solidifying that he can make these records easy.
Yeah.
Like, I think he can give you a whole bunch of these records if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At this point, yeah.
Yeah. At this point in time, like, again, yes. like, we go from Beauty and the Madness to After Hours. Like,
yeah.
He can make you a whole album yes. full of these records.
Yes.
He just, I guess, the only part of him that's creative-wise, like, I got to tell somewhat of a story with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's his best. That's when he's in his most.
And the other thing, too, is I don't think Weeknd gets a lot of credit. Me and Mike always say this, is that he really talks about a lot of what's happening in the now. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to a lot of his darker shit, he was in a darker place. The shit livened up when, you know, he started getting money and fucking model bitches mm-hmm. at the time. But damn. Then when My Dear Melancholy came out, it was darker because he just broke up with the what was her name? She was a fucking
Selena Gomez, wasn't it?
No. It was the
the other model, Bella something.
Yes, Bella Hadid.
Oh, he was fucked up over that.
Which is why
I never looked at her up. Is she hot?
What? Okay. Go ahead. Look that up real quick. Okay. She boy. Hey.
It doesn't easy. You see why he made a whole album after.
So is this one of your favorite songs off of After Hours, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one, if you in the shower, boy, you scrubbing the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He doing the smeeze dance to this. Hey, now this record, man.
There's some music that just makes you move. Like I've been seeing like this meme or whatever. It's like, play this beat and see if your baby dances. You play this, you gonna do something. Like, it makes you move like this.
And I hope you ain't doing that.
I'm gonna say that. I hope he was talking about the baby.
You know what the fuck I mean, man.
You know how babies be moving all types of ways and shit. If your baby starts snapping, I'm like, all right, you got an old school baby.
But just in general, the energy from this track is so infectious.
Yeah.
And again, it takes a certain caliber of artist and production to do that. And like even Ken said, like, damn, Weeknd did that? You said it grew on you. You know what I'm saying? So even if it's not for the person listening to it in the moment, at some point in time, it's going to move you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to move you. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So cool. But look. The Weeknd week has concluded in its entirety. Y'all wanted us to do the 10-year anniversary of the trilogy? We did it. You got Mike C. Town and FIFA on that motherfucker. Y'all got video of that shit. You got audio of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So the Weeknd week has concluded. Again, we appreciate you guys. If you have any other... I'm not done.
Oh, okay. You said you got Mike and FIFA, but no, because I thought you meant Mike and Nick.
No, because remember, they really wanted us to do it because it's like our thing. So I got you, bro.
Sorry.
You know,
but I don't want him to feel like he does me on every episode.
that was back in the day. I thought we made up for that.
But look, if you have any other recommendations, we are coming close to the end of the year for another artist week. You already know what to do. Hit me and Ken up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And if you see me heart it, that means I read it, and we are in consideration of that particular project. But
well, I got one thing to say. Also, shout out to Sonny. Y'all know he does a lot of the production stuff for us now behind the scenes, but he helped us do the video stuff out for you guys. So if you guys want to see more of this stuff, man, let us know. Like, this is Patreon only, so let us know and, you know, just give us feedback. But yeah, he helped put this out, so shout out to him as well, because we wouldn't be able to do it without him.
100%. And I also want to give a big shout out to Nikki Ducey, aka Buck 20. He was pretty much on all of the Weeknd reviews, so thank you,
appreciate you.
Again, Mike C-Town coming through, knocking out two birds one stone, 10-year anniversary of the trilogy plus the entire Weeknd week. Thank you, sir. You already know, man, me and Ken, we gonna be here. We got, counting this month, two more months, including this month. We at the end of the year. Hit us up on Twitter and let us know what we should do for 2022. Do y'all want us to continue this? Spice it up, switch it up? I don't know. Me and Ken, we just trying to get through this year. We would like your recommendations. Again, we appreciate the support. We out. Peace.
Peace.